Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. He's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
As always, he joins us on a Tuesday on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Jeff Francoeur on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. What's up, Big Shot, Mr. National?
I'll save it. I'm doing good, though. Thank you.
Well, it's been very exciting. You guys have had tremendous games to call, and now it moves out to Los Angeles. Needless to say, big difference between last year when the Braves had that 2-0 series lead and this year with Charlie Morton on the mound this evening.
Well, and another thing, guys, that they're not talking about, the off day. The off day, you know, yesterday, the off day, if there's a game six back in Atlanta, you know, to me helps, you know, the Braves and the fact that it gives you a chance to rest the guys. Obviously, we're not as deep in the pen as the Dodgers and different stuff. So it really gives those guys a chance to kind of get back. And I think that's huge. That's not talked about enough.
This is the matchup I said, Jeff. If it's 4-4 after three, Charlie Morton and Walker Buehler are coming out to pitch the fourth. I don't think this is a get them out of there type game for either team.
No, I think this is the one game where you feel like both managers are saying with two more games coming up, possibly a game four and a possibly a game – well, definitely game four, but possibly game five. You look at it and the fact that, you know, both these guys, they're you know, big shot pitchers. They're postseason pitchers. I think both these guys you're going to see pitch into the sixth, seventh inning today. I would be surprised if they didn't.
Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Were you surprised to see Dave Roberts make some of the moves that he made late in game two?
You know, I it reminds me of I called the 2019 five-gamer between the Dodgers and Nats, and it reminds me so much of that because you talk to Brian Snicker, who, like Dave Martinez, says this is who we got. You know, I'm putting my lineup out there. You know the bullpen guys I want to get to, and Matt Jackson and Will Smith. Well, the Dodgers on the other side, Dave Roberts, he's got so many weapons down there. He's got so many guys that sometimes – you know, you can go to something like that, you know, can kind of change it up. And so, you know, I think it's interesting that, you know, he did go to Urias, and most of the time it's probably right. But you got to remember, Urias all year this year until the other day has not came out of the bullpen. And when he did come out of the bullpen, you know, for game five against the Giants, he knew he was coming in the third inning. This is a lot different. So, you know, it's interesting that, you know, they went to that move. And then, of course, bringing Jansen in the ninth for one batter, you know, you start to see them make decisions. That's kind of, well, that's what happens when the other team's putting pressure on you. And give credit to the Braves. That's what they've done.
Incredible. Speaking of putting pressure on a defense, what Eddie Rosario was able to do, tagging up from first base with the play in front of him, then coming around and scoring in that pivotal eighth inning. I know that you guys were beside yourselves, as was everybody else. Fortunately, it worked out for the Braves.
Well, yeah, you know Ron Washington's going to be aggressive. The tag from Rosario was – that had a chance to be just a dumb base-running move. 100%, I think we all could say it. Pollock's throw is offline. So he got over there. And then, of course, you know, has there been anything better than seeing all the memes and the Ron Washington things the last few days? I love it. You know, I know it's going to be a big part of our broadcast today talking of just – you know, he's going to take chances, and I think that's the one great thing. You know, you saw up in New York, remember Phil Nevin got a lot of crap for sending, you know, the guy in the wild card game, you remember? And and I think the one great thing is Wash feels that he can do that. Snit's going to back him, and he made two aggressive moves, and you know what? It ended up getting the Braves a win.
I think what was not talked about enough, Steven Souza, while he was shallow, terrible foot placement and a two-hopper. And then Mookie Betts, one of the best in the business. People forget he bobbled that ball coming off the wall, and those were two bang-bang plays. You had a little bit of a break because somebody didn't do, quite honestly, what they could have done cleanly and maybe changed the outcome.
You know, it took me a couple replays to see Betts bobble that ball, Chris, because I was amazed at the rocket Austin mm-hmm. Riley hit. And the fact that Betts was playing so deep and yet couldn't get to that ball because Austin had hit it so hard. And, I mean, that's, you know, right now to me, Austin Riley's the MVP of the series. The hits he can come up with and in pivotal moments and on the big stage, I think that's where you know this guy's arrived. You keep wanting to see, you know, in Milwaukee, okay, now it's the postseason, he's facing elite pitching. Came up with some big hits. Now you come to this, coming up with big hits. Blake Treinen and Julio Urias, two of the best pitchers, and Austin Riley's got two huge hits.
I thought Dave Roberts was very quick, but I think he was quick for a reason. He was asked the other night, does this affect Urias in game four? And all he said was not at all. And I said, wow, he wanted that to end. He got peppered four different ways yesterday, asking about what he's done with the pitching so far and trying to even look ahead. But he not at all was such, look, it's the answer you're supposed to give. But after Max Scherzer comes to the press room and says, my arm is dead, the not at all seems a little emphatic. I'm going to tell you this. I'm assuming Urias is starting tomorrow. I'm not guaranteeing it.
Oh, I wouldn't be shocked if you saw Corey Knebel come out again on the opener. And then at some point, because I think what you can learn from is, okay, look what Scherzer did. And then he came back to start just like Urias would. And look what happened. You know, his arm was dead at some point. Chris, I think the big mistake, guys, was I would have pitched Walker Buehler in game two. He would have been on full rest. You know, and then turn around and let Scherzer pitch today, which would have given him basically
so that would have been two 37-year-olds. We joked about it. Their 37-year-old, arm dead. My 37-year-old gets the extra day's rest, and he gets to pitch up to nothing, which just is that's charity at this point.
Oh, it was. And I think I know it killed Ian Anderson. I saw his face on TV. We showed it. I know he wanted to stay in there and was pissed, but I thought by Snit going to the bullpen, he kept that game close to give the team a chance. I just, you know, Ian Anderson, as good as he's been, did not have it. And they hit some loud outs after that. And I think if he leaves him in, and I think what you saw Snit telling him is, look, you're going to have another chance in this series, bud. And I know you didn't have it today, but get ready. You're going to have another chance to go out there. And I thought that was a huge play in the game, was going to that bullpen and keeping the Dodgers, you know, at two runs and giving your offense a chance to win that ball game. Because if they kept him in there, I think the game's different.
We talked about it this morning. Freddie Freeman is a thing because it's only two games. It's not a situation because you're up 2-0. Justin Turner, Trey Turner, that's a situation for them. There's a big difference. Winning two games makes something a thing. They've got a situation on their hands trying to find some offense.
Yeah, well, I saw the two of them in this postseason are 10 for 63. And just amazing when you think about how good those Turners have been. I got to believe Justin Turner, after a day off, you saw him pinch hit, will be in there today. He's got good numbers against Charlie Morton in his career and actually hit a home run in the World Series against him last year. So I got to believe he's going to be in there today. But, you know, I think it's going to be an interesting game today because anytime you're down 2-0, you believe it's a must win for that team. So you got to believe you're going to see Buehler, you're going to see Treinen, and you're going to see Jansen today. So, you know, Charlie Morton, I think, is the perfect guy to start on the other side because you know you can't give up many runs today. And runs are going to be at a premium, I think, today. And especially for those two guys, when that shadow start creeping in third, fourth inning, you could see a lot of strikeouts pile up middle part of that game today.
Jeff Francoeur with us calling the National League Championship Series on TBS with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Maybe a silly thing to say, but Freddie Freeman, that final at bat the other night, making contact, driving it the other way, what does that do for his mentality, if anything at all?
Well, hopefully just a change of scenery. Sometimes an off day, getting out west like this, just something different. I between us, I think, you know, you look at the other side with Justin Turner and the fact of, you know, okay, he kind of got a day, got a pinch hit, but he got hit. An off day, sometimes that can help get a guy going. And I think you're seeing, you know, that, you know, in a way do that. Hopefully for Freddie, he had that big moment, you know, and I think he was just trying to ride that lot of pressure. And then before you knew it, you got to say this, game one, he saw four different pitchers. And that can be difficult. And then game two, he saw three different pitchers. So you look at it, Freddie's seen seven pitchers in 8 ABs, and that can be difficult. So with that being said, I think for him, hopefully just that fly ball, you put the ball in play, you broke your little streak, But the great news is the Braves are up 2-0. So your superstar has done nothing, and yet you're up 2-0. You got to believe at some point Freddie's going to break out. When he does, someone's going to pay. That's what those superstars do.
2 o'clock in the afternoon in Los Angeles, I read a Magic Johnson tweet telling Dodgers fans, we have to be louder. We have to be louder. What's going to happen in there today? What do you think the vibe is?
It's, you know, think about this. When the games are at 5 o'clock out here, of course, 8 o'clock Eastern, it's a late arriving crowd in LA. So you start to wonder, you know, what's going to happen when you have a 2 o'clock game local. And I think that's going to be the interesting thing. They're, you know, will that crowd show up early today? What will that do? You know, I'm sure they're not happy. They're down 2-0 out here to the Atlanta Braves. So I think you're seeing Magic Johnson say exactly what you would think is, we got to get going. We got to do something. But I think the Braves got to feel confident right now, but I'm sure, you know, Dave Roberts feels he has, you know, the better roster, maybe the better team. But like you said, the Braves are pushing the right buttons right now. It seems every guy Snit brings in from the bullpen is getting the job done. And again, Will Smith, man, 5 games, and he's done his job at the back end. And that's something I know we were all kind of looking at coming into. How would he hold up? Well, I think he's held up pretty good.
All right, this newer, thinner, I'm healthier, I run version of you. This might not be the version where I'm going to get the answer. Back in the old days, how many cheesesteaks could you eat in Philly?
Oh, I hammer. I mean, I had, I think, 13 that one time in a 4-game series.
Could you do that today? For the series.
What about the Dodgers?
Hold on, I'm going to get to that. But could you do the 13 cheesesteaks over a series against Philadelphia?
In 4 games, absolutely.
Are
no
you
doubt.
Still? All right, even this version of you. So you're in a sort of no man's land. It's a 2 o'clock start, which means is at lunchtime at the ballpark, you're getting something in the morning. And then what are you going to do as the game goes along? There's a good chance it's 4 hours. So how's this going to work for you today?
I'm going to have a Dodger dog at some point. I mean, I'll just tell you that. You know, we had an early dinner last night. I had a few cocktails, so it put me to bed at a nice hour. And then had a nice breakfast this morning. Saw all the, you know, we're staying at the team hotel, so saw a bunch of the guys, the Braves guys down there, you know, ready to roll. But I'm going to get a little meal. But I would say you're looking at a 4th, 5th inning Dodger dog for me today.
Are you catching flack at all on social media because the Braves fans are saying you are the only one on the side of the Braves? Is it vice versa from the Dodger fans?
I have no idea because I have got off social media for this because I don't want to read it one way or the other. You know, look, I think at the end of the day, you know, the Dodgers are the big bad Dodgers. It's true. I don't think there's any denying that. What they've done has been great. But I think what's great, too, is that, you know, the Braves are a story that I think people are starting to recognize. I mean, they're 2 games away from a World Series. And being up 2-0, you know, and 2 months ago, we were all thinking, what the heck is this team going to do? So, you know, look, any team, I always said this, you know, it was funny, you know, Don Orsillo, who was my partner, you know, for the Braves-Brewers series after game 2, you know, he got on, he's like, man, the Brewers fans said I'm a Braves homer. I said, of course, because they won the game, you know? So, you know, I think you stay away from that because I don't want it to, you know, change how I call the game. You know, I've talked about the Braves in the open the last 2 days. Today I'm going to talk about the Dodgers and, you know, 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. And that's a big story. You know, they got a great offense and if they turn it around. But, you know, I just love that we've had 2 good games. You know, I text Smoltz yesterday in the 3rd inning. It was like, wow, congrats to you. You know, it's 9-0 in
story
the third
time.
Inning.
It's story and, time and here in the booth.
That's when it's tough. But I feel like we've had 2 really good games to call with 2 great teams, a lot of superstars out there. So, you know, like I said, though, Nick, I'm off social media for this. Good or bad, I don't want to hear what anybody's got to say.
You're a smart man. Yeah. It'll make you crazy.
Has there been a moment where you wanted to say, hey, zip it, darling? Not yet?
No, but I will tell you this. You know, you have your moments, and, you know, I feel I've done a pretty good job, but I did tell people when Freddie hit that home run off Josh Hader, I wanted to stand up and be like, get you some, boy. You know, just because he's a buddy, you know, and you've been through a lot with them and you're happy to see them, you know, succeed. Just, you know, for me, I've got a really good chance to get to know Will Smith, the catcher for the Dodgers. And I love watching that kid play. So, you know, when he has a few big hits here and there, you know, it's fun to see guys succeed on this stage. You know, and of course the relationships you have with the Braves players, you know, I'm happy that they've been able to play the way they've played and kind of flip the script. And, you know, it's up to the Dodgers out here. And I said it in game two. I thought it was a big win for the Braves because we all know how they've played out at Dodger Stadium, and it hasn't been great.
No, it's been a nightmare. Jeff, have a good call this evening. Enjoy the Dodger dog. Pace yourself, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Francoeur calling the National League Championship Series on TBS, a part of the 680 The Fan family all season long with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Staying off social media. I think I'm going to do that today. Sit back, enjoy myself, watch the game.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.